You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Interim General Manager Alfredo Cruz. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big news stories from around the IE over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Alfredo.
Tell me about this controversial proposal that's come up to sell part of Uplands Memorial Park to a nearby hospital. It's supposed to be going to the voters in November?
Right. Well, this proposal from San Antonio Regional Hospital came to the city council a couple of years ago and immediately got a lot of opposition because this is a very popular park, Memorial Park, more than 40 acres off of Foothill Boulevard, the old Route 66. It's very popular with residents. It's really well used. There's ball fields there and just nice mature trees and grassy areas to sit and picnic. But the hospital said it's running out of room, and particularly parking is tight. You know, this is not an unusual problem. They're built out and they've got nothing but surface parking. Residents immediately said, hey, why doesn't the hospital build a multi-story parking structure on the surface parking instead of asking residents to give up parkland? The city council seemed disposed to go ahead and approve it, but the residents kept pushing for it to go to the voters of Upland. The hospital, San Antonio Regional, is offering $4.3 million, something like that. And the hospital officials are saying, well, the city could use that money to expand park facilities elsewhere or build another ball field. So the council has voted 3-1. It's, by the way, it's a 4-member council now. We talked about that one council member who resigned. So there seemed to be a likelihood that they would deadlock 2-2 on this because the mayor pro tem was against it. But he ended up voting in favor of letting the voters decide. So it's going to be on the ballot on November 3rd. It will take only 50% plus one yes vote to go ahead and let the city sell this parkland.
How much property are they talking about?
It's a little over 4.5 acres. That's about 12% of the park. So it's a
wow.
Good chunk. It would still leave quite a bit of park. But, you know, once you give up parkland, that's the
yep.
end of it.
You know, you never get it back.
Yeah, exactly. Like they say, pave paradise and put up a parking lot.
There's also another controversial proposal to build 50 houses near a bald eagle nesting area in Big Bear Lake. That was approved by county supervisors this week.
That's right. This proposal has been kicking around for decades. It's now been scaled back to 50 homes and a 55-slip marina. This is on the north shore of Big Bear Lake, a community called Fawnskin, where a pair of bald eagles have been nesting year after year, and millions of people watch the chicks hatch and be fed by their parents on a live nest cam. So a lot of people are very aware of this. A consultant for the developer says this is the best possible iteration of this plan. He believes it would leave enough protected area, about 9 acres, would be set aside for eagle habitat. The question is that enough room for them to forage for food if most of the area is built over with homes? And human activity, of course, would change where the little critters that the eagles eat scurry around. So the bald eagle population in the San Bernardino National Forest has been stable in recent years, so much so that the Forest Service announced it would end the volunteer eagle counts that it's been doing. They announced that last year. So as you say, the Board of Supervisors has voted to allow this project to go forward, and they didn't make any comments on the proposal before they voted.
Is there any way to tell what the temperature of the public is on this?
Well, there's been quite a lot of opposition every time this has come before the Board of Supervisors, but that did not deter them from voting in favor of it.
So I'm wondering if there's any kind of blowback possible from the public now that it's been approved by the county supervisors.
Well, there still has to be an environmental impact report, and so it will come back to the board, I believe, before it's finally approved. But this does give the developer the go-ahead to take those initial steps in the planning process.
Okay. Here in San Bernardino, Mayor John Valdivia has been accused of sexual harassment and creating a hostile workplace. He's hired a high-profile defense lawyer
Right, and that is Rod Pacheco, a former state assemblyman and the former district attorney of Riverside County. Five employees, as we've talked about before, have complained about the mayor harassing them with offensive comments and sexual innuendo and belittling and berating them in front of others. Valdivia, a few months ago, asked for $50,000 to pay for his defense. The council turned him down, so he'll be paying for this out of his own pocket. So Pacheco was reached by phone, and he wouldn't say whether he was hired specifically to defend the mayor on these charges, including some lawsuits now. He just said if the mayor has legal issues, he will handle them. So he was being a little cagey about that. Now, Pacheco is no stranger to being accused of treating employees unfairly. When he was district attorney, one of his chief deputies accused him of gender discrimination and retaliation. Of course, he denied it, but the county did end up paying a $500,000 settlement to her.
Wow. In Riverside County, one of the supervisors has tested positive for coronavirus. Tell me a little bit about that.
Right. Supervisor Karen Spiegel of Corona, she told her constituents late last week that she had tested positive even after spending 2 weeks in quarantine in late June. She believes she may have caught it from a family member. She said she had fever and fatigue, and that although the fever was gone, she still had that tired feeling. But she said she considers herself lucky, considering what other people with coronavirus have gone through. But she said it taught her that none of us is immune. She said she had had very limited interactions with the outside world for more than a month, and yet still contracted it. So she urged people to wear masks and practice social distancing and get tested.
Wow. Well, with the flare-ups, you can never be too careful.
Right. Coronavirus cases are continuing to climb in both Riverside and San Bernardino counties. In fact, San Bernardino County set a record on Wednesday with 24 deaths in a single day. On the same day, Riverside County had 10. And that's true all over California. In fact, the last county in California that had no cases, Modoc County, now has had two people test positive. So it's everywhere.
Wow. Well, we'll keep updating the story on coronavirus here locally. Thank you, Cassie.
Thank you, Alfredo.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist, and she helps us out regularly for our Friday morning news wrap. You can find these segments on our website at kvcrnews.org. This segment made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers. I'm Alfredo Cruz.